Hello, and welcome to the podcast. What's up, guys? This is Michael.
This is Matt.
Caleb.
And thank you all for tuning into the podcast this week. So, as an update from last week's podcast, we all said that we had a discussion on which apex predator we could beat, and I think the consensus was that we could all take down an alligator and crocodile, and Matt literally made that his personal mission to show us why we were wrong.
I'm trying to debunk myths out here. So, all week, I'm sending them videos of why a crocodile is an apex predator. I still think crocodile, though.
I still think crocodile. Even after watching a crocodile rip off the, like, bumper to a fucking SUV or whatever that was.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Yeah.
Like, tearing apart a safari vehicle. Dude, there's that one that was, like, gliding.
Yeah, that thing was, like...
on dirt. It was going, like, 30 miles an hour. Dear
God. It looked like it was...
Did you see that one?
I don't know if I watched that one.
Dude, it was, like... I don't know.
It was getting to the point where I was looking forward to the crocodile videos every day. It was a fun time. So, guys, real quick question for you.
Okay.
Would you rather live in a zombie apocalypse? Caleb's already laughing. He doesn't even know. Would you rather live in a zombie apocalypse or a robot apocalypse?
Zombie apocalypse, for sure.
Why?
I mean, given it's like the slower, dumb zombies.
Like Walking Dead zombies?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Fair.
They make it work for how many seasons?
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's not easy. I'm not going to say, like, okay, like, I'm going to be able to cook breakfast while fighting zombies. But
have one zombie in one hand and a bagel in another hand?
Yeah.
Is that your method, Caleb?
Yes. Okay.
But at the same time, AI is going to be so far advanced. They're going to be able to coordinate, they're going to have weaponry. Like, you're just going to get blown up from afar unless they want to be a dick about it. And they're going to, like, melt you from the feet up while you watch them do it. Whereas a zombie's just, like, trying to eat you. And they're slow and chill about it. Like,
how long do you think you guys could last in Walking Dead style?
Walking Dead? Yeah. I mean...
As for Walking Dead listeners, what we mean by that, if you've never seen the show, is the slow, dumb ones.
I mean, I think I could live a regular life.
Just honestly. Straight up, no.
He puts in a 9-to-5. Yeah.
You're still just waking up and going to work every day.
Yeah. He's doing taxes once a year. Yeah.
I mean, so my idea, if in that situation, I'm going straight to the coast, I'm getting a boat, and then I'm fishing for food, drinking rainwater. So at that point.
Oh, can they not swim?
In Walking Dead.
I don't think they can in the Walking Dead.
Like, oh, yeah.
So like a typical, like.
Okay, but that just makes you a target out on the ocean.
What
if, like, another group of people?
Yeah, I guess
you?
They're like raiders, and there's probably a bunch of, like, okay, pirates. True. I bet pirates are back again.
Oh,
zombie
That's
pirates.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, yeah,
that's interesting.
Maybe not zombie pirates. Maybe just
zombies
just,
and pirates.
Just yeah. People pirates, but yeah.
The good thing about being on the ocean though is all flat. So if there is somebody coming towards me, I can see him, snipe him.
Here's the real play.
Okay.
You get an aircraft carrier, like one of those.
Oh, dear God.
You know what I'm saying? Those, yeah, like, they'll land planes on them type things.
Yeah.
They have to have some form of defense.
Can I play some devil's advocate?
Okay.
How the fuck are you going to drive the...
Yeah, I don't know if we could man one of those.
Yeah, that's... Are you by yourself?
Are you alone?
Even if you're not by
I'm
yourself, you can
just
get...
three or four friends.
Okay, let's just say the three of us. Let's just say the three of us.
Yeah.
We get an aircraft carrier. What the hell are we going to do? I don't know how to sail that ship, or I, yeah, you know,
we could be figure it out, dude. That's what we
what?
Do.
I don't know.
There could be an artillery gun on there. That I acknowledge it's there, but I'm able to shoot that.
Dude, we figure it out, man. Trial and error. That's how we got
what
to where we are.
What do you mean trial and error? What happens when we run out of gas?
We float around, man. Really, the problem is not gas.
If you're just
gas,
floating around, I think you're good. If we're trying to, like, navigate this thing and keep the engines running, I don't think we're able to do that. I think it probably takes like 500 people to run an aircraft carrier. Just a guess. I don't know.
Better
I'm just
yet,
thinking.
You know how we survive this? We just get in a jet. You guys know how to fly one of those?
That'll run out of fuel in like a day.
That's a little bit different.
Is it?
If an aircraft carrier can float without fuel, then you're still going to be safe.
Like, yeah, I guess as long as
you're
the hull isn't
okay.
breached.
The problem is...
And we're not taking on water.
The problem is, at some point, you're going to have to go to land. I don't care what it's for. Sure, you have fish that you can get out of the ocean in, like, forever, right?
Yeah, and rainwater.
And rainwater. Sure, I give you
and
that.
An aircraft carrier, you can set up a huge tarp for rainwater.
Yeah. That is true. But at some point, you're going to have to, I don't know what it's for, but at some point, you're going to have to go to land. Or somebody's going to see an aircraft carrier, and they're not going to realize people live there, or they are going to realize people live there, and they're going to try to take it over. So then you got to deal with that.
The good thing is, though, like, on the water, you have a lot of foresight. Like, you're going to see, you're not in a mountain in the woods.
Yeah, I'm
like,
not saying that you're not going to see
everybody coming from a mile away.
But what are you going to do? There's three guys on a, that's the new, three guys on an airship, airship carrier. But you got three guys on an airship carrier. Like, what are you going to do? A boat of 20 to 50 people come your way. We're going
to
shoot them?
Well, one thing we need to learn how to do is use the missiles and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
what
we that do. Turns back to us being that, having to turn on the boat, and we're going to run out of gas at some point.
I doubt it's codependent. Like, you can probably use the defense system without knowing how to drive the boat. And I think we could figure that out. I don't think we can drive the boat.
Even if it requires gas to use that, I do. Like, we're going to see the boat, and we're like, okay, we need to fire up.
What if they come at night?
Get everything ready.
So at this point, we're not fighting zombies and shit. We're fighting somebody else.
Yeah, but that's part
of
the
zombie
apocalypse.
And that's why Walking Dead went to hell.
No, dude, that's a part of it. Like, you're in a post-apocalyptic world. Like, there's going to be other people who dealt with, like, the threat that made an apocalyptic world, and you're going to have to, like, fight them for resources and...
I guess. I don't think it's going to be quite what Walking Dead was. I don't think... They painted a picture in people's head that that's what it's going to turn into.
Why would it not be like that, though?
I mean, people generally are just more, like, peaceful than some dude with a bat and barbed wire.
Absolutely not. Like, you're going to have...
They are.
Bro, you have no rules, no laws. I mean, you're going to have some, savages out there.
A lot of stuff out there about post-apocalyptic, and then everybody goes back to tribal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's not just The Walking Dead. You ever watch The 100?
Yeah. I don't necessarily think it would go that way. I really don't.
I 100% feel like it would. And I don't know. I don't know if the...
Here's where the great leaders of history come in play. Because if there's a great leader that can unite the tribes and make them realize, like, hey, we're better together than we are separate. There's enough of everything for everybody to have whatever for the rest of their lives.
Like Rick Grimes?
I mean...
It was a Walking Dead reference.
I said great leader.
I'm sorry. It was a Walking Dead reference. Go ahead.
I don't know if he was a great leader. I don't know. I didn't watch enough of the show.
We're thinking like the George Washingtons of the world.
But yeah,
we were already civilized way before George Washington, though. We had laws.
But you get a Julius Caesar mixed into this apocalypse.
Well, see, the problem with all the great leaders we've had in the past, like for this reference, is we already had established like laws and like cities, and you know, we're already
these people
past
that we're messing with are coming from that time. You know, they're people that are used to waking up and going to work every day and living a normal life.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
I think you have to play, we would have to be so diplomatic if it was just the three of us. So, 15 people come up to our boat,
dude.
We're like, hey guys, look at everything we have. We need more people to effectively do all this. Like, let's figure this thing out. We're taking on 15 of you from our resources. You're only taking on three of us.
So here's the problem. If it's just three of us and we run into a group of 15, okay, that's five guys to each one of us, right? They're just going to kill us, take our stuff. Like, that's just what's going to happen. The way you
I don't know, bro. Caleb wrestled in high school.
Can you take on five of them while we also take on five of them?
I think we present the theory that we are still manned by military.
But here's the
thing. We get on the intercom. We are fully armed. We will not allow anybody on this boat.
But whenever they test that, because somebody would test that.
And that's where it goes back to that artillery gun. We figure out how to use that shit a couple days in.
Yeah.
Like, we have to.
Dude, yeah. I'm telling you, I feel like it would be a lot harder to use an artillery gun than you guys are thinking.
Not if it's a manned gun.
If there's a thing just sitting on the top of it.
Yeah, if it's a manned turret.
We also have to aim it.
I mean, I'm thinking like,
what if they come from the other
old school on a swivel?
I don't think we can figure out how to drive the boat in any way, but I do think we can figure out how to use the guns.
We might not be able to use the missiles effectively. Or the torpedoes.
Okay, I guess you're right. If it's like straight up man loaded and then like, I don't know, fucking light a match and I don't know how. And this shows you guys all of my knowledge on artillery guns and how they work, but I don't know.
Also, you just load in the gunpowder.
Another thing, though, if you could find an aircraft carrier, they have enough. If the people on it didn't, like, die.
That's the other thing. We're assuming that this aircraft carrier is abandoned.
With every resource still on it.
But that's what I was thinking. Like, but if it was in a perfect situation, then they would have probably 25, 30 years worth of food on there for three people. Because they're...
For three people, yeah.
Because, they're food on there for 1,000.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
There's probably, no probably way more. We survive on an aircraft carrier. There's so many issues getting to the aircraft carrier, and then once we're there, we... Also, if it is fully resourced, that leads me to believe that we'd have to clear zombies off of it if it was fully resourced, because people would have been on it if it was fully resourced.
Yeah, but I'd rather fight 300 zombies on a boat than...
20 guys on a boat.
Well, I don't know. If it's like... I don't know. I might rather take on 20 guys. 30 zombies might be easier. But, or 300 zombies. But
zombies don't shoot back.
Yeah. But I'd much rather do 300 on a boat and then have them all wiped out than infinite forever on land, no matter where I go.
I mean, that's fair. I just feel like you're such a big target when you're in the middle of the ocean, especially on a ship that size, because, like...
So we definitely bust out all the headlights or whatever lights.
It doesn't matter.
And then we have somebody watch at night.
Dude, okay. They're on like a pirate ship. Like a wooden... I don't know why I said pirate ship. But like just... They're on a ship that doesn't... Let's say a sailboat. Doesn't have... They can still sail it. They know how to do it. There's 15 people on it, right? It's nighttime.
Yeah, but then all you have to do is fight the type of people that know how to sail. That's an easy... I'll matter. Take on there's five of them, no problem.
There's 15 of them, and they're probably outgunned. If they come at night, even if somebody's watching, I mean, they're not going to see them coming.
Go find me five people that know how to sail and watch me beat their ass up.
Considering we live in a landlocked state, I think that's going to be hard. But
go down to the lake and find five dudes that know how to sail and watch me simultaneously fuck them all up.
I will go...
They're probably peaceful.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
They're peaceful wearing people. Boat shoes, buddy. Yeah. Like, what are they? They got the sweater tied around their neck in July. You see what I'm saying? And they're probably, like, old and rich.
Yep. Sure.
The rich part doesn't matter in this scenario, but I will take five old guys.
Okay, fine. Fine. I will give you the sailing on the boat. The guys who'd be sailing.
But, yeah, I see your point. Like, eventually you're going to get Captain Phillips on that thing.
Yeah, like, eventually, I don't know. I don't think...
I'm taking my chances as opposed to being...
How are you going to get out to the boat?
Okay, so let's go away from the aircraft carrier.
Okay.
Let's just go to a yacht.
I don't feel like we're going to agree on the aircraft carrier. Boat is not the play, because there's so many issues with the boat. A, you're a target, okay? The whole reason you guys say it's secure is you can see everywhere. Everyone can also see you at all times. The other issue is at some point, you're going to run out of something, and you're going to have to go to land. And as soon as you go to land, I don't know, something.
As long as you got food and water.
You can't eat fish. Only fish for the rest of your life.
We're still in the scenario that it has supplies on board.
You drop your deal even farther, get seaweed. There's your greens.
Why didn't they do that whenever they're getting when pirates are getting scurvy? Or not even pirates, well, everyone's getting scurvy.
I don't know. Wait, what?
What's scurvy?
Scurvy is like a vitamin C deficiency, like, because like people are on boats for so long.
Juice.
Yeah, I think it's vitamin C. I'm pretty sure. Do lemons have vitamin C? Because I feel like that.
I would imagine any citron fruit would.
Yeah, so scurvy's like, you get scurvy and you die.
You put some plants up there. Go grab some seeds. You can.
Well, dude, there's probably vitamin C like on board.
Okay, right? What I'm saying, the yacht. You're not stocking a yacht for three. I don't know how many people in an aircraft carrier. You're not stocking a yacht for that many people. And at some point, you're going to run out of something. Or you get hooked real bad. You're fishing, you get hooked real bad. And, like, you don't have anything to clean your wound. Now your hand's infected. Like, you have to get something.
That is the one thing, is, like, as soon as somebody gets, like, kind of seriously sick, it's either, like, okay, we've got to just let them die, or we have got to go back to land and get antibiotics or...
Something.
A topical ointment.
Also,
something.
Another thing about the boat that I have a problem with, we've been on a boat together, Matt. You saw how I did. I saw how you did on the boat together.
Yeah, that was an anomaly. That's
that
never
was
happened.
3 hours of me puking. It was not a fun time. Like, I do. If I had to live the rest of my life on a boat,
it was such a small boat,
just...
though. That's the thing, is like a large ship, dude. Like, you're on a cruise ship. You like
I have been on cruises and not had any issues.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, the grander scale of the boat, the less the waves matter. Here's one thing to think about, though. What if you get, you're on the boat, and we've got, we stocked up at a pharmacy before we went. So we got medicine for when somebody gets sick. Hold on, just.
Okay, I'm sorry. Paint the
picture.
We've
got food. We've got water. We got our vitamin C supplements. So, like, we're ready. We're good. And we're out on a yacht, and we're just drifting because we really don't know how to drive it. And then we get caught in, like, a tropical storm in the middle of the ocean.
Boat flips.
We have no clue how to do, how to operate the boat at all.
I mean, that's the thing, dude. Like, we get on. Okay, so if we're going to do the boat, I think we have to avoid the ocean. We got to go to a lake.
Stay a lake.
We have to go to a lake. If you're going to do the boat, you got to do a lake.
That's interesting.
You got to do a lake, but then you run into. So here's. Because
you go to, like, a lake in Oregon, then all of a sudden, you know, at some point, the people are going to die out. Nobody's going to be looking for that lake. Probably.
Well, here's the thing with the ocean. With the ocean on the East Coast, you have to deal with hurricanes and just. You have to deal with a lot of shit that could go wrong, okay? If you go to a lake, you don't have to worry about hurricanes. You don't have to worry about...
Less people are going to be finding you there.
That's actually a con, I feel like, because it's smaller.
Yeah, that...
You see what I'm saying? Like, someone just on the lake, I mean, they're going to... Sure, lakes are big enough to where, like, you can get somewhere, or some lakes are, but... They're going to be able to find you a lot easier on a lake. So then, like, that's where the defense comes into play. You're also not getting an aircraft carrier on a lake. So maybe a yacht if you're on a big enough lake. But it's going
to
be more of like
A remote lake that nobody's
going to Okay, I guess the thing with ocean
everyone's going to think of a lake,
is anybody with a boat is going to be able to get to you if you're on the ocean. It may take forever because the ocean's tremendously large. But if you're on a lake and you're in a boat, they have to be able to get a boat to the lake.
I mean, they can just go to the dock and just find
sink all the other boats.
Okay, so this
so
also...
Now we're learning.
Okay, so this also assumes that we are the first person. We also have to be the first person to get to the... Also, we don't own a boat. None of us own a boat. We're going to have to deal with that. We're going to have to get a boat.
We take one from the docks and then sink the rest of them.
Okay. No. Just no. Like that.
They can still, like, canoe out.
Yeah,
but really,
get to the lake. There's going to be boats there that we can take.
Really, in a
there
lake, somebody
could take.
Swim to you.
We would have to be the first person there. For this scenario to work, we'd have to be the first person there, and nobody else can be on a boat already to be as effective as possible.
See, I go back to, like, all right, let's, like, all band together and get our own boats. Now we've got a commune of people living on this lake.
I just think I don't trust people enough in a post-apocalyptic world for that to work.
Tell me you've watched all of Walking Dead without telling me you've watched all of Walking Dead.
Okay. So to be fair, I've not watched the final season yet. And none of this is really Walking Dead specific. There's times they go under the water and stuff, but they never survive in the water. They just make a big commune, like he's saying, like, and that's how they survive and everything. But, I mean, I feel like it's pretty real, like, not... You know, maybe not Negan level of, like, beating people over the head with a barbed wire baseball bat that he named after his dead wife. Like, not that level of stuff. But, like, yeah, I mean, people are going to be pretty violent. Like, you said you haven't watched any of it, right? Have you watched any of it?
I watched the first two or three seasons.
Yeah, okay, I've seen that's the amount I've seen.
The last episode I've seen was when he took the thing and did the guy's eye popped out.
Negan, yeah. So, yeah. You got far then. That was, like, 5-6 seasons in Negan came. You know, like, at the very beginning when they're fighting those guys who are running that, like, nursing home, essentially? Like, this is early into the zombie apocalypse for them. Do you know, you guys know what I'm talking about? Well, essentially, there's a group of guys who are, like, trying to keep these nursing home patients, like, alive. And, like, they're good people. Obviously, Rick and them, they're good people.
I remember that.
And they're just fighting each other because they each have resources the other one wants. It doesn't matter what Rick's group has in... what interest Rick's group has or whatever, I can't remember the name of that group, whatever interest they have, it's all about survival of your own group. So you meet up another group that's sizable, you automatically are going to fight them for their resources because they're going to try to take your resources.
I still think that's where great leadership comes in play.
I mean, great leadership only gets you so far if the bullet can get you before you can speak.
I mean, I guess if they're just point blank shooting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You run up on another group, it's gonna probably be like a lot, you know, tensions are gonna be high and bullets are gonna start flying.
Dude, I'm walking up, I'm doing the whole, like, walk up, set the gun down, put my hands up, just want to talk, you know, like,
I don't think that gets you too far. Maybe early apocalypse, but late apocalypse, that's not going to work.
See, but if you can do it early apocalypse enough times and you got 6,000 people roaming around,
yeah,
and you run up on a pack of 20, they're going to be like, yeah, I guess we're joining them because we're going to die if we don't.
Yeah.
And then that's where great leadership turns into badly, like into
I just feel like there's a lot of room for error with that
yeah.
route.
Yeah, it takes a specific individual. So no AI, though? There's just no way, right?
Yeah, I mean, no. Like, we're losing. Like, against computers, I mean, they're infinitely smarter than
us. The only way to do that, the only way to even fight back against AI would just to be an incredible, like, coder or hacker. That's the only way to fight back. And, I mean, I don't know that, so.
Yeah, but I would imagine
an
AI.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about the only.
But then again, I'm sure there's a lot of technology that goes into powering the EMP, and then the AI could just like stop that from happening. So
I'm probably gonna try to find like Dominique Toretto. That's who I'd probably try to find.
Okay,
get us through it.
You think yeah. old Vin Diesel's gonna lead us?
I don't know if you've seen F9, but they can do anything.
Is that the one with the submarine at the end? Or
they flew a car to space.
It's very real. It's very realistic. Yes.
Dom's not worried about anything.
Yeah.
Like,
my favorite part about
like
the Fast
arm
and Furious
hanging out the window.
I love the progression of the Fast and Furious movies. Where the first one, they're just racing cars. The second one, they're just racing cars.
Guy goes to Tokyo at one point.
Yeah. And then you get to like Furious 4 or 5, whichever one with like the ramp buggy. Then some guy has a ramp buggy just driving through. Wherever they
are.
The
desert, I think. Maybe
yeah.
That one.
I don't know if that was the desert one, but anyway. And then it just completely evolves, and then at one point, they're like, they let go of that wrecking ball, and they're just like dodging the wrecking ball while this wrecking ball is just obliterating cars. They blew up a submarine at some point. Like, what the... What? Like, this movie went from racing to blowing up submarines.
It got incredibly crazy.
They had to keep adding new vehicles. That's...
Yeah. I do love the Fast and Furious movies. Like, they're... They know what they are.
They were really good. This last one was the last, like, I don't know how they'll go from this. It wasn't good.
Furious 9.
I mean, they flew a car to space.
Yeah. Was
And it wasn't even a NASCAR. It was like a 1994, like, Ford Fiesta.
Yeah, I mean, it was, if anything's going to space. No.
Taking your mom's first car.
Yeah, it was bad.
Is this last one the one where Dom was, like, trying to kill them because of something? Like... Was that where that whatever group?
It might have been like F8 or
something. Yeah, I don't know. Would you guys rather know how you're going to die or when you're going to die?
When. Much rather it be when.
Yeah?
Because the how is like, then all of a sudden you're scared. Like, let's say you're going to tell me I'm going to drown or catch on fire. Then the rest of my life,
Be a terrible knowledge.
I'm gonna live a certain way to try to avoid that.
Right, you will never go on the lake.
Yeah. Exactly.
Could you imagine, if you know drowning, you can realistically, like, I'm just not gonna go to the lake now. You know,
yeah, but
if
it'll be raining one day, you'll slip, hit your head, and your nose and mouth will be in a puddle. Yeah.
But like, imagine like you know that you're gonna burn to death. We're always in a situation where like
at any given time you can.
Yeah. Like, we're sitting in this room right now, and at any moment, like, it could just catch on fire. That would be very unfortunate, but, like, it theoretically could, you know? So that would be, like, the worst one. What about you? You want to know when or how?
Well, Caleb swayed me, because at first I was like, oh, how? Because I do think if you know, there's a pro and con to knowing when you're going to die, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I know I have finite this amount of time. I feel like you'd be inherently more productive.
Yeah, I mean,
because right now we still have that we accept death as a thing, but it hasn't really hit us that we're going to die. Like in my mind, it's just so far away.
Yeah,
that I'm like, oh, I seemingly have forever. But if you know exactly when, you're probably going to be more productive. But dude, you're getting like 3 months into you're inching in on that date.
Oh yeah, that would be like
it's
gonna suck. So
like how are you not just going to want to like off yourself? 3 months, but you know, like, dude, what the like?
There's
I'm gonna
like,
die anyway. Might as well.
Yeah.
There's a couple ways, like with the wind. Like, what if you find out you're dying next year? Like, holy shit, you know. But then on the flip side of that, what if you find out you're dying when you're 87? Like, so much. Just
can anything change this though? Like, if you told me I was gonna die at 87, then I would probably be a little bit more risky because I'm thinking, okay, I can go parachute and do whatever.
That's kind of like, I can wing, do the wingsuit thing.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like, yeah. Like,
so does it change the outcome if you're, if you know you're going to die, you change?
Yeah, dude, I'll set the world record for holding my breath. I'll go underwater for 6 weeks.
You know that guy? You know that,
I'm not going to die this way.
Yeah.
Like, holy hell, this guy.
You know that guy, that guy with Red Bull jumped from like essentially space?
Yes.
Take
have
me
you
up
seen
higher.
That video?
Yeah, have you seen
the world records free fall? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, like, he was like,
you can see the curvature of the earth.
Yeah, I mean, he was like in space.
I remember watching.
He had to wear oxygen.
I don't remember
it so high.
Red Bull related though.
Yeah, it was Red Bull. Red Bull sponsored. Okay. But like, just think
it's
of it this
crazy.
Way.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So I know I'm not dying until I'm 87, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go up higher, and I'm like, yeah, that guy wore a parachute. That's weak. And then just jump from
just
space.
Fall and bounce.
You stick it like Iron Man. You just like stick
punch
the landing.
The
you're free falling for 47,000 feet. Like, could you imagine?
God.
Have you guys ever been skydiving?
No, I don't plan to either.
Why?
I would never. I have too many things in my head that I'm thinking like, oh, what if this parachute just gets blown the wrong way at the wrong angle? Then my parachute's toast. I'm just free falling.
7 people a year die from skydiving. And do you want to know scary? You want to know scary? Like it's for the most part suicides. The people who die skydiving.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Were you there when we were looking up how many people die from the wingsuit thing?
No.
Gosh,
I went down a rabbit hole now.
I imagine that's...
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that Family Guy episode where Peter, I don't know who he's with, but he's learning how to wingsuit. Like, he's like, gets really into skydiving.
Yes.
And that guy's like, remember,
we gotta
Peter,
thread the needle,
thread
bro.
The needle. And then he just right into that rock. Oh, God, I love that episode. Oh, but skydiving is fun. I cannot recommend
you
it.
You did it?
Yeah, me and Bobby did it. Like, yeah. Oh. Quit saying his last name. Yes.
What's his social?
Yeah. Do you know his address by chance? But yeah, me and Bobby, we
did. Hold on.
It.
Let me get his phone number. I can't give you guys that.
Yeah, let's just air that to the world. No.
Sorry, Bobby.
But anyway, yeah, me and Bobby, we did it like 4-ish years ago. And we only... So the first time you go, and really any time that you're going to go, unless like you're certified, you do it tandem. So you're strapped to like... an instructor or whatever.
Yeah, you have to do it quite a few times.
Yeah, I don't know what that process to get like certified is, but like I'm sure it's an extensive process. I'd hope it is an extensive process.
Can you imagine going through months of training just to kill yourself? Like,
that's tough.
Oh,
I feel like you'd go into it like, all right, this is my end goal. I'm going to do this so I can just not pull my chute. And then by the time you're done with the training, you're like, all right, I got purpose again.
I feel like that's probably happened.
Probably wouldn't be what happened,
times.
Yeah.
Like, I can start, taking people skydiving.
I'm sure a
this.
Few times that's happened.
Dude,
it's
pretty cool being,
it's
like, being tandem. Like, or not pretty cool, I'm sorry. You get tandem to another person, and, like, you jump out of the plane, and, like, they're the one who pulls the parachute and everything. And, like, it was only, like, 10 to 12,000 feet. I'd say just for averages, 11,000 feet. And you only free fall for, like, 3 to 4,000 feet. And then they pull the parachute, which is a very terrifying experience. It's actually when they pull the parachute, and then you like float down. And it's that free falling.
When they pull the chute, does it like jerk you?
It jerks you a little bit. I will tell you.
How bad does that hurt?
It didn't hurt that bad.
Do that like V right around your undercarriage?
A little bit. Like it kind of felt like being on a roller coaster. It's really like, you know, when, like a roller coaster just like whips you to the left. That's kind of what it felt like, but it's whipping you back. But the scariest moment of my entire life did happen while I was skydiving, and it wasn't jumping out of the plane. It was whenever he pulled the parachute, like, you're strapped in, like, tight. Like, you guys are very, like, you're very tight on him.
Yeah.
And he pulls the parachute, and without warning me or anything, he slightly loosened the harness so I wasn't so, like, so on him. And he slightly loosened the harness, and I felt like I was falling.
He's like, bro, your booty's too up on me. I gotta loosen this.
Dude,
heart.
My heart literally stopped. Like, that was the most scared I have ever been.
You were coming loose from him.
I thought I was making my peace. Like, I thought I was dying right there. It was
okay. In the
awful.
Event that happens, do you think you would like your fight or flight would kick in and you'd be like, okay, I need to like like get back to him, or do you?
How? I don't have a parachute. How do I get back?
Yeah, I guess that's the. Well, don't they have a, like a backup parachute? He could clip
he
that
does.
One.
He does. Been on his back.
Yeah, he could. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like literally the only.
So
thing...
okay, you're the instructor. You're the one taking them down. Do you think you know like react instantaneously to like clip that parachute off, kind of nose back down to you, grab you?
I don't know, man. Like God.
That that's... guy's getting a fat tip,
dude. If that's yeah. the scenario,
like I'm giving that guy the keys to my car.
Dude, if that's
back.
The scenario,
I'll call an Uber.
If that's the scenario, I'm like, all right, man. So, thanks for saving my life. This is my address. This is it used to be my address, but you can have my house because thank you. I'm not dead now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was. I mean, I cannot recommend. If you guys ever want to go, let me know because I will. Caleb's like absolutely
desire.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's a fun
it
time.
Sounds fun. It's just like, why put yourself in that? Is it worth the risk?
That's my thought.
Okay, so like I said, very few people die, and they're typically suicides.
Right, but
they
like,
do have. You do have like the instructor. He's gonna have or she's gonna have two parachutes on.
Okay, is how I always equate this. Right, let's say there's a 2% chance of you dying.
I wouldn't have done it if there's a 2% chance.
Okay, a 1%.
Dude, no, it's like. Minuscule. It's like 0.0001. Like you have more of a chance of dying in a. I had more of a chance dying in the car crash on the way over there than I did skydiving. As long as the instructor, as long as the guy,
okay,
I was
you have
handed,
a,
look, more of a chance to wreck, not more of a chance to die.
As long as unless the guy I was strapped to had the will to live, I was gonna be okay.
Let's just say
that's a thing though.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't want to die alone.
The pro move.
Oh,
I think
bro.
Will,
you know? That's savage.
I mean,
I think it was Will Smith. If you guys
I, mean,
ever...
I just don't like this guy.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard Will Smith talk about his skydiving experience?
I don't think so.
No.
I think it was him. I might be quoting somebody and not crediting them correctly.
Is he soft, bro? He always comes off when he's not in a movie as being a very soft kind of guy.
He seemed like, I mean, like, it was an interview.
Yeah.
He seemed like a cool
he
guy.
Seems it. He does seem
but,
it.
He was talking about, he's like, yeah, you just want to make sure, like, the instructor has, like, kids and something to live for. You know what I mean? And,
dude, yeah.
They're all like, hey, you good? You in a good mood? You got kids to go home to? Like a wife at home? Like, we going to hit the ground?
It's a really
slowly.
Good question.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's my thought, even on planes.
Like
I don't,
oh, you're
you
going
don't
through
like to
a
fly,
divorce?
Right?
I don't like to fly. I have to take multiple Valium just to get on a plane, just to go an hour on a plane. So, I mean, and that's another thing of it is, like, what if the pilot, you know, wants to die?
The pilot is probably just doing his thing. He's getting paid well.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, if your instructor, the guy you're tandem to, is, like, going through a divorce... Then don't skydive with that guy.
I think that's fair.
You know?
Yeah. Bobby, fun thing about Bobby whenever we went, he had never been on a plane before we went skydiving.
The first that's time crazy. He ever went on a plane, he jumped out of it.
Yeah. He at one point of his life, I think he's flown since then, but he at one point of his life had
that's
been on a plane at
thing.
Takeoff.
Yeah, I've heard.
That's some massive balls for
he
that.
Had, yeah, I mean, at one point of his life, he'd been on a plane at takeoff, but not at land. And like he tells me this on the way over there, like, he was like, yeah, I've never flown before. What's it like? And I'm
You've
like...
been on takeoff, but not at land. What does that mean?
Like, he was on the plane when it took off, but then he jumped out of it. So he never was on a plane while it landed.
So he's flown, but never landed
so
in a plane.
So he had been skydiving before.
No, whenever we went. That was the first time he'd ever been on a plane, okay. Whenever we went.
So you're saying at some point... That was his situation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, we were driving there. And it was a good drive. It was like 45 minutes from here, but... we're driving, we're just talking, and he's like, yeah, man, what's it like being on a, like, what's it like flying? And I'm like, I mean, you know, it's just the takeoff's a little rough, and you just kind of cruise, and then, you know, I'm telling him, like, what an airplane experience is. And then we get there, and I swear to God, that plane was a good 20 years older than me and looked like it was falling apart. So that was actually a little scary. The plane itself, I didn't have any doubts until I got into the plane, and I was like,
man, there's duct tape holding that.
That had to be bumpy. Those little Cessna planes.
Dude, yeah. It was like, I mean, it was like an 8-person plane at its max. And like, we weren't even strapped in. Like, the doors were open. We weren't even strapped. It was a fun time.
You weren't even strapped in.
I don't feel like we were strapped in. I could be, I don't remember. It's like 4 years ago, but I do not feel like we
were strapped in. Okay, so you skydived from what height?
I think it was between 10 and 12,000. I really want to say it was like 11,000 feet.
So it's like you could survive that fall.
Yeah, somebody has.
You would break everything in you, but you will survive that fall.
I mean,
I don't know if you would.
There was a commercial airline flight that crashed, like went down at that altitude, whatever, 30,000-40,000 feet.
We didn't get that high up.
No, I'm talking about like.
Oh yeah, commercial like.
Yeah, commercial.
Yeah, airline. They go like 30,000.
Okay, 30, so like I think it's in the 70s or something. This lady, she's on a plane. I think she was a flight attendant actually, and the plane's at let's say 30,000 feet. The plane goes down. Everybody obviously dies except for her.
Because she jumped?
No, she didn't have a parachute or anything. She survived a 30,000 foot fall.
Let me ask you a follow-up question.
She broke everything.
Do you think when she recovered, she was still a flight attendant? Or do you think she left that career in the past?
I don't think planes were wheelchair accessible at that time. So,
Do you think... Okay. I don't know, man.
Isn't that crazy?
That's one of the craziest, and I've read a couple stories about that before. That's one of the craziest things that I can even think about is the fact that you can jump from 30,000 feet and just stick it. Like we were joking about, you know, doing
Iron Man, yeah.
But like the fact that you can legitimately jump from that high,
I mean,
just, like you just land it and like you're good. Because there's two or three like similar stories to that,
yeah.
And it's just that's crazy.
I don't advise doing. I don't advise testing that, but...
Definitely not. I mean, no. Yeah. Like, definitely not, but...
It is... That's I mean, I'm pretty sure she was, like, paralyzed and stuff after that.
So, the craziest thing is... Okay, and I was going to bring this up once we started going down this road. I've read a couple stories. Like, there was this one guy that did something similar, but maybe it was, like, 15,000 feet up.
Yeah.
And he stuck it. Didn't even break a bone, bro. He didn't even break a bone.
He took just enough Valium to be like good.
He like sprained his ankle and he landed in a forest, so he was like hitting trees on his way down.
Yeah.
Oh god.
And he got scratched up, but he had no significant injuries. And he jumped from like 15,000 feet.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine like yeah.
What do you do after that, right? You join the military?
I guess.
Like, I'm a super.
You do whatever the hell you want at that point. You just survived a 15,000 fall with, like, a sprained ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Hey, would you guys, would you rather never have to sleep or never have to eat again?
Okay, let's think about this. I love to eat. I love to sleep. If I don't sleep, I have more time to be more productive. If I don't eat, I have more resources because I'm not having to buy food.
It's fair. Because if you never have to sleep again, you probably have to eat another meal. I'd feel like you would.
So
you would eat three times, and you know, let's say you sleep 8 hours a night, you're awake for 16. You eat three times, being awake for 16 hours. If you're awake for 24 hours, I think you get another meal in there, don't you?
Yeah, you're gonna have another meal in there.
Yeah.
So
you got a 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Am I suffering the repercussions of this?
Not yet.
Do I live hungry the rest of my life, and am I incredibly tired the rest of my life?
Not yet.
That's a fun parameter.
Not yet. Answer without that parameter. We'll get to that parameter.
Okay. So I'm definitely going to just, I'm going to continue to eat and not sleep because all of a sudden I just doubled my lifespan. Now 70 years is an incredible, like a way more amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Because I mean, like if you're.
Yeah.
If you're alive for, let's just do 60 years, which I know is a little bit less, but let's say you have a 60-year life, we currently lose a third of our life to sleep. So now, really, you're only living for 40 years, but if you don't sleep ever again, now you're at 60 years. Like, yeah. You're at your true 60 years.
Yeah, no sleep is
more.
Yeah, no sleep, I think, is the play.
Yeah, I like no
more
sleep.
Time.
I mean,
you'll spend more money on food, but, I mean, if you're a fit, like...
You're awake 8 more hours a day.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
could literally
you can
do,
work more.
Yeah.
You could have two jobs and still have plenty of free time.
Oh, yeah. Like, instead of working, like, your typical 8-hour shift, I mean, you're working, like, 12, 13-hour shifts, whatever, and you still have... you work 13 hours, you still have 11 hours that you're off work. So you
I
still
wonder
have, like, a lot
what
of free
your,
time.
Like, perception of time would be if you didn't have to sleep. Like, how you would look at it.
I think I would probably work night shift, so then I get to do whatever I want to do all day.
That's
all day.
The play, actually.
Graveyard. Yeah.
Bro, you go in, like, you work, let's say, 8 to 10 a.m.
And most places will pay you more because you're working those, like, shitty hours.
Yeah. Dude, the only thing about, like, never eating again is, like, think of how many conversations, how many times that's, like, what you go and do.
Yeah.
Like, Carol and I, we love going out to eat.
Oh, dude, I'll just go to the movies. I'll go, like... There's so many other things to do than eat.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a lot... Like, you do a lot of cool things while you're eating. Which,
can
you
still drink?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Sure. No.
Yeah.
I mean, because
I'll still go to the restaurant with my wife, and she can eat whatever, and I'll sit there and drink.
Just pounding Bloody Marys.
Yeah, I would do that.
All right, let's throw some parameters on it. You never sleep again, or you never eat again, but you feel like you never slept again. You feel like you never ate again.
But you live.
You live.
Right, normal lifespan.
You're just as tired as you could ever be, or as hungry as you could ever be.
Yeah.
I think at that
point. And nothing ever fixes it.
I think at that point, I'm probably going to sleep. I don't want to be that tired. And I can deal with hunger.
I get really, really, I'm good to a point, and then I turn into an asshole if I'm too hungry. That's the thing, is I'm always going to be that irritable. I don't like being tired, though, dude.
The thing is, I would never eat again in that situation as well. Because, like, at a certain point, man, you start losing, like, functionality. If you're not sleeping, like, you start, like, you know what I mean? You're going to, like, hallucinate. You're not going to be able to do shit.
Oh, it's to that level.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, you're not going to die from it, or you're not going to die from the hunger, but, like, you're going to be, like...
Yeah, I'm going to be like Wilfred, and, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
What a show.
Hunger is subsidable. So, I mean, like...
Can y'all still drink?
As long as you can drink water.
No, you can't do anything. Nothing you ever do will fix your hunger.
Okay. I was going to say, because, like, if you're really hungry, you just drink some cold water and it'll fill you up a little bit.
No, nothing you ever do will fix your hunger.
So hunger goes away. You'll have a certain urges. You have waves, but then it goes away.
That's fair.
Well, this is assuming you're... Because if you're to a tired level that you're hallucinating, you're to a hunger level where you're, like, in pain because of it.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Like, you're like, oh, just all the time.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'd be the biggest asshole if I was that hungry. Like, you're right. Like, you get to a point where you're just hungry and you just don't want to deal with shit.
This is one of those skydive, don't pull the chute situations almost. Like, yeah. Both
you
of
go
the,
through the training just to not pull the chute at the end of it.
Dude, both of the options are, and then you're the guy that survives.
All right, Matt, you know, you've been doing this for 4 months. It's
you
time.
Land, you're like,
you ready to go out there? You're not going to be tandem. I'll be behind you. I'll record your first time. You ready for it? You jump first. I jump. I'm catching up. Then I'm like, okay, man, pull the chute. And you're like, pull the chute.
But then you're the guy that survives it, and you land, and you're still alive. You got a sprained ankle, and you're just so fucking hungry.
Yeah, you're just like, God, I could use a Big Mac right now. God. Oh. So we had some stress this morning with the recording. Caleb, would you like to... Speaking of McDonald's, by the way, I brought up McDonald's. Would you like to tell them why there was stress this morning?
We have to get McDonald's.
Back to the McAdams.
So, yeah. Okay, so I wake up today.
Just as a clarification, we're supposed to start recording at 8:30.
I have a text from Matt about how much he needs to send me from what I'm picking him up at the store. And then I have a text from Michael about his McDonald's order. So, you know, I get ready, I go to the store, get Matt's stuff, and then I go to McDonald's, you know, get everything. I didn't buy a single thing for myself. Not a water, not a hash brown, nothing. Nothing. I get here.
Mind you, the whole time Caleb is running errands for us, like he's the intern. Michael is seething angry.
Talking a lot of shit about Caleb.
Talking shit. He's like, dude, he's not taking this serious. I just don't know.
Getting so mad.
This is so irritating. Because,
like, I also, at one point, I text him, hey, man, are you almost here? He sends back, okay. Like, what?
I didn't see that message. I only seen the McDonald's
dude,
message.
Whenever I got the... I get the text.
How that happened.
I get the text, and I'm like, oh, Caleb texted me. And I'm like, okay. What the fuck is he saying okay to? Yeah. I asked him if he's almost here. How is okay an answer to that?
So it's like 40 minutes late. Caleb's walking up with bags of McDonald's, cups in his hands. Mark's like, oh, he got fucking breakfast.
So it turns out...
Dear God.
Yesterday... I had texted Caleb because he was going to McDonald's. He asked me if I wanted anything, so I texted him what I wanted from McDonald's yesterday morning, and he read that text this morning and went to McDonald's and got the exact same thing.
And the thing is,
wasn't
when
for
I
me.
Was reading it, I was like, it's weird. Like, why is this the same order as yesterday?
The food.
I went through.
Man, what a consistent
the
guy.
The funny part is the food wasn't even for me. All I got on the whole order was a drink, which my tea is great. Thank you for the tea.
You're welcome.
It's helping me right now. But
you're welcome.
So Michael wanted to still be mad. It was the even funnier part, but he couldn't be. Caleb had done the nicest things.
I mean, and like I even came up with on my way here. I was like, yeah, like, I guess I'm just an intern. Like, I'm just running errands. Like, and I brought that up when I got here, you know. Oh. But it was just a total disconnect of
very big miscommunication. So,
oh, my God.
Oh, it's been a fun morning so far. All right, here's a good one for y'all. Would you rather all dogs try to attack you when they see you, or all birds try to attack you when they see you?
I see birds more regularly than I see dogs. I don't have a dog, so that helps. But, dude, anytime you're outside, there are at least 30 birds in your vicinity where we live.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And, yeah, they might be little.
I mean,
but, dude, have you seen the Crows movie?
Yeah. The Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes. Yeah. Power in numbers, man. So, it can get to a point.
I'm very torn. I'm taking my dog out of the equation. So, assuming I don't have a dog, I'm going to have dogs attack me. Because, like, you're right. Like, how often you might be at a store and you see a dog and you just walk the other way. They're on a leash. They can't get to you. But you walk into your car or you're walking in a park, which you would probably avoid like the plague if you're getting attacked by birds. But
every dog attacks you and you go to the dog park once a week.
Just spice up your life. No, but like you can't get away from the birds, you know? Maybe in like the winter here you could get away from it. But like just imagine like, you know, whenever we see like the birds start flying south and you just look up and there's like thousands of birds.
It like blacks out the sky.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an English Mastiff though? Or like just a heavy pit bull.
Yeah, dude. Imagine like the biggest pit bull you've ever seen just randomly is randomly in Walmart and you're also in Walmart. You know,
this
and
is
like,
tough for me because I actually have like a slight fear of dogs. I've just had multiple occasions in my life where I've been attacked by dogs. Like,
sounds
even
like you're the problem.
Like when I
you gotta stop smacking them.
I don't know. I'm very friendly. I love animals, and if it's like a cute, friendly dog, I'm totally cool.
He sees
with
a dog,
it.
He just goes and kicks it, then it starts attacking him. He's like, "Why are you attacking me?"
Dude,
like,
I got trauma with dogs,
dude. I really do. I mean, I have a scar across my nipple. I don't know if you heard about that, Rose.
No, I've not heard about
like,
that.
Like, when I was a kid, I was, like, 6 or 7. This isn't even the nipple scar. This is from, like, 2 or 3 months. Well, maybe 6 months ago now, closer to a year, the nipple scar.
Okay.
But when I was, like, 6 or 7 years old, I was walking downtown with my mom, and this pack of dogs started chasing us. And my mom just jetted. She took off and left me. And I was just getting these dogs, like, biting my ankles and, like, ripping my pants off and stuff. So, I have a fear of dogs.
did nobody help you in this situation?
No, I just had to get back to the house.
Mom's like, I don't have to be faster than the dogs. I just have to be faster than your little
yes.
ass.
Yes.
Your
yes.
mom just turns around, sees the dogs chasing you. She, like, looks at you, just pushes you on the ground.
And I love my mom. But it was bad. And so, I've always had a little bit of a fear of, like, big dogs that can, like, really get me. And but I think I would still have to take dogs just like I can't go to the beach and enjoy a day at the beach and I've got 35 birds.
Dude, you can't enjoy a day of your life if the birds are trying to attack you. They're very overwhelming.
The dogs are going to hit harder, but it's going to be far and few between.
Yeah.
Where birds are going to be a constant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anywhere that there aren't birds?
All dogs within a 15-mile radius seek you out.
I'm going birds.
You still think you're going birds in that situation?
I almost already live this because I'm like afraid of a dog coming at me.
No, no. Every dog in a 15-mile radius, I'm going to let birds attack me.
Why?
If a dog is actively seeking me out.
Yeah. You're saying birds. I'm sorry. I was misunderstanding. I thought you were still going dogs. I was like, why?
But No.
Yeah, I understand now. Yeah,
birds for sure.
Dude,
I'll put on a helmet.
Could you imagine? Like, my front door, okay? Dogs are trying to attack me. There's just 7 dogs just waiting at my front door, waiting for me to open that door.
Are we going to get this motherfucker?
At that point,
are we going to get
him? I don't think you get through that. I mean, unless you have a gun and you're just shooting dogs constantly. I don't think you can live.
Even if
that.
Dogs are trying to attack me, I don't think I could start shooting dogs. Like,
you put
I really
on full
don't.
Metal
like,
plate armor, and then you're safe from both of them. I'll take birds and dogs at that point.
Yeah, I mean, just send it. Yeah.
They're just biting you.
Yeah,
like,
send them all.
Slamming into your body. Like, you, but you have a Knott's armor on.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Dude, that Alfred Hitchcock movie, that is intense. You said you have seen it?
Yeah, it's been a long time ago.
Have you seen it?
What is it?
It's The Birds. It's a movie by Alfred Hitchcock.
I haven't seen it.
God, I can't say his name. You've never seen that?
I've never seen that.
Dude, it's pretty much like this exact scenario and they picked birds and they realized very quickly why the birds was the wrong decision, because all of a sudden, like, they're just chilling, like they're inside and birds are like tearing down the walls, flying through chimneys, like, man, it's very overwhelming.
There's a lot of birds in the world.
Dogs would be inconvenient, like, not the 15 mile radius, because obviously,
yeah, that, like, just like completely
just the base question, because like anytime you go to the airport they have dogs there. Like,
oh gosh,
like
I didn't
police
even think
TSA
about that.
Dogs. Yep. If you're ever at any sporting event, there's always a cop with his canine unit there, and those dogs are gonna seek you, like, try to attack you. And at that point, the cop, his only motion,
he doesn't know that you picked dogs to
right.
attack
his
you. Yeah.
Only like mindset is like, okay, my dog is saying there's something wrong with this person. Like, we gotta invest. Like, dude, you're constantly.
Yeah. That would be awful. And if, like, they get a hold of you, too.
Huge, too, and vicious.
Yeah, imagine Pitbull getting a hold of your leg.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like,
that's gonna be tough.
Lose your leg.
So, if you guys could only, for the rest of your life, you don't have, you can't seek out stuff on, like, the internet to watch, but you can only have YouTube, Netflix, or Hulu.
Which one do I pick?
No, and that's not, you only get to choose one streaming platform for the rest of your life.
I would pick YouTube, yeah.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Okay. Well, the thing... Okay, the thing with YouTube is there's so much more variety of everything, like, you can watch. And I could cheat and say, oh, you can rent movies on YouTube. I'm not saying like that, but, like, okay, you could, without renting movies or doing anything like that, I mean, you still have such a variety of things you can watch. Where Netflix and Hulu, you do have a variety, don't get me wrong, but
it's limited.
It's limited, yeah.
My mom said it, YouTube is beneficial to my life, and Hulu and Netflix just take away from my life. Now, I get entertainment and enjoyment out of those. But if I ever want to learn about something or research anything, I'm watching YouTube videos on how to do this, when did this happen. You can get a full comprehensive education from YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube is the only streaming service that I pay for. Like, I have
you don't have Netflix or
anything? I do have Netflix and Hulu, to be fair, but, like, I don't. I'm a leech with Netflix and Hulu. Okay. But, like, with YouTube, like, I actively was like, I need to get ad-free YouTube. Like, and that's how I love some YouTube.
How much is that?
Like $15 a month, but you get YouTube Music, which kind of sucks. But here's the thing: like, I miss having Apple Music, or I wish I could have, like, Spotify Premium or whatever it's called.
Premium.
But, like, I'm not gonna pay $10 a month for Apple or Spotify whenever I get YouTube Music included in, like, the YouTube Premium. You know, but YouTube Music kind of sucks, but it is
Can
what it is.
Can you download stuff on YouTube Music?
Yeah.
To your phone?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Makes playlists for me. It gives me good suggestions from time to time. What would you
pick?
That's
interesting.
What would I pick?
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah.
I guess it has to be, really. I didn't even think about the learning portion of it, but I've learned so much.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing I can't do, pretty much.
Because of YouTube, yeah.
If I needed to do something, I've done stuff that I would have never been able to do without YouTube.
What's the most random thing you learned how to do on YouTube?
I don't know. I do feel like it makes you, like as guys, like, to assume that guy role of, like, okay, we'll fix this thing.
Yeah.
Used to, we just had to be an idiot and, like, bumble through it, or maybe call a guy that kind of knew what to do.
Yeah.
But now, dude, you can literally, like, I've changed, like, the timing belt on my old car before because I watched YouTube.
Yeah.
And I just went to the store, bought the belt and, like, the tool that I needed, and was able to, like, essentially do maintenance on my car that would cost $600.
The most random thing I think I learned on YouTube is, like, 2 years ago, somebody put a shot glass in, like, my sink, and it fell into my garbage disposal. And we
oh, God.
Yeah. So we didn't know that it fell into the garbage disposal, obviously, or we wouldn't have turned on the garbage disposal. And I don't know if you've ever...
Oh, bro.
That sounds terrible.
I don't know if you've ever heard glass in a garbage disposal.
The sound seems like it was
You turn on the switch, and you immediately know that's not correct.
Was there glass shooting up out of it?
Thankfully, no. It just broke the shock. It wasn't that big of a shock. I mean, like, just think of your standard shot glass. It wasn't that big. We turned it on. We hear...
Was it glass?
Yeah. I mean, it was a glass shot glass, and we hear glass and metal.
Oh, God.
Metal, or we hear metal destroying glass, essentially. And so I had to get on YouTube, and I looked up... I don't know if you guys have ever taken a garbage disposal, like, off and then apart to clean it, but...
No.
That was a couple of YouTube videos that I had to watch.
It sounds disgusting.
It was not a fun time. I cannot not recommend it. Like, it was not fun. Don't do it if you can avoid it. But, yeah, I had to learn how to take it off.
How much would you have to get paid for garbage disposal cleaning to be your job? Annual.
Annual? I mean, not really. Like, Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think $20 an hour is not too bad for.
Okay, so not.
I mean, it's not that. It's okay. Not the worst thing in the world, but like, yeah. It's. It was something I didn't plan on taking off, but if I'm waking up every day and this is what I'm doing, like, yeah, like, you can just give me money up front. Like, just tell me what I'm making up front, and I'll determine whether I'm good with it. You know, like, $20 an hour, you know?
Yeah, okay.
That's yeah, not too bad.
Caleb, what's the most random thing you've learned on YouTube?
I had to redo a convertible top on a car. So it was like it was a car, like a small car, you know, convertible, like flip back or whatever.
Yeah.
I had to take the whole thing off and put an entirely new convertible top on a car with almost no knowledge of like cars and
that seems
technical.
It awful. Leaks a it little was, bit, but other than that,
it actually, I mean, it went well. Like yeah. It didn't leak. It went fine. We did it pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like crazy. YouTube is kind of like the. Not the pinnacle, but an example of like what good the internet can be, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And obviously there's terrible things on YouTube as well, and you can waste your entire life on cat videos on YouTube. But,
nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
But in general, it's such an educational tool.
Oh yeah, dude, like I love watching like those space videos I tell you about, and I mean just random stuff. I mean, we play like even that game we play, Outriders. I mean, like if it wasn't for
videos.
YouTube, yeah, like I wouldn't be where we wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for that. And just yeah, there's a lot of education, which that's like the adult answer, but there's a lot of entertainment on there as well. Yeah. So,
and you have a way better chance. Like you could be on YouTube. Anybody out there can be on YouTube.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to be a select group of people to be on Hulu or Netflix.
Yeah, I mean you could get famous off of YouTube, sure, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Right.
I know what you're saying. It's more your money if you put stuff on YouTube. If you're creating content on YouTube, it's more yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hulu and Netflix is just kind of a time sink.
Yeah, there are some good shows on Netflix. Okay, one last question for you guys, all right? You can never watch TV ever again, or you can never watch movies ever again. Which do you pick?
There's a lot of good TV shows. There's a lot of good movies.
I mean...
God, this is a tough one.
I don't know. I guess I'm going to go with TV shows.
Like, you're only watching those for the rest of your life, or you're never watching a TV show again?
Probably. No, I mean, I'm going to say movies. I like going to the movies.
Okay.
I like
going to the movies. That's experience. Yeah, I respect that. Yeah. I got to go TV shows is what I'm watching for the rest of my life. Like, I love movies. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I thoroughly enjoy the movie watching experience, like going to the movie theaters. I love finding a good movie on Netflix or Hulu or whatever else. But... just the longevity and the amount of good TV shows, it's just I wouldn't be able to give up like Breaking Bad or you know stuff like that. Like it's just so many good TV shows that have just gotten better over the last 10 to 15 years that
I think I would want to still watch movies. I love going to the movies. Like my favorite movies trump my favorite TV shows for me now. 20 years from now, who knows? Because, like, movies seem to be getting way worse, and TV shows seem to be getting way better.
Yeah.
So I feel like kind of the opposite approach. I feel like 20 years ago, I'd have picked movies all day long. But, like, the TV shows anymore. So, like, think of a world where you can't, you're unable to watch The Office, Parks and Rec, New Girl. What's another one we talked about? Doesn't matter. Like then you go to those are just comedy shows. But then you go to
Breaking Bad.
You go to your good shows like Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones.
Think of a world where you never watched Step Brothers or.
Oh, bro! I haven't even been thinking about the comedy. Yeah, I'm definitely going to movies,
dude. Yeah, like
I can,
but like okay, I understand. Like, and you miss out a lot of good reference, like Step Brothers. I don't love Talladega Nights, but there's some good content.
There's some comedy. Anything Nights. Jack Black, Nacho Libre,
School of Rock. Oh, it's good movies, but. You don't have TV shows anymore.
It's so hard for me because I love Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, so I'm Harry Potter. Like that, I would miss out on like Harry Potter. But right. They're making that Lord of the Rings show, so you'd get your Lord of the Rings fill.
Right, but dude, I hate to sound like one of those guys, but it's like
not going
to
be the same.
It's really hard to trump the original.
Yeah,
like dude, the first three, like the Lord of the Rings movies when they came out, it was like.
Those are
revolutionary for entertainment. It was
those are massive.
Yeah. And Harry Potter is like a huge deal too, right?
Have you guys rewatched Harry Potter recently?
No.
The CGI like really stands the test of time.
Really?
For the most part. I mean,
how long would it take you to watch all of them?
Like, I mean, I'd say it's an average of like 2.5 hours a movie. There's 8 movies, so.
Is there 8 or non-movies?
There's 8. So like, I'd say 20 hours, I guess, maybe. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But think, okay, so, yeah, you miss out on like some great movie franchises, like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Star Wars, Hunger Games even, you know, like just these big epic.
Shrek,
yes. that is right up there with Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. It literally goes Lord of the Rings on top.
Harry Potter.
Shrek.
Oh, really?
Harry Potter. No, yeah, I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay. And yeah, it sucks because you never see those, but at the same time, we're going back to like The Office, Parks and Rec, New Girl.
Okay. So
then the big, like.
Another thing, though. So you watch a movie, it's an experience. It's, let's say, maybe 2 to 2.5 yes. hours. So you yeah. watch yes. the movie, it's an experience. And then on top of that, how much time do you spend watching TV shows? A lot of time, just, you know. So if you replace that time with something better, you're outside.
Yeah,
you're
I mean,
playing basketball.
Fair, I guess, but.
Well, I just think
it's not fair. That's because like
a movie is more of an instant gratification.
If I watch
after 2 hours, you're like, it's a completed story. If it's done well,
yeah,
it's a completed story that you got satisfaction from. Where a TV show gets to a
keeps
point,
on giving.
Dude, it gets to a point though where it's like, okay, let's wrap this up.
Some shows, okay, if you get a good show, like I never wanted Breaking Bad to end. You know, Game
you
of Thrones.
The way it ended.
There is not a second in Breaking Bad outside of the first episode that I don't love. The first episode's good, but it did too much story building. It's boring. But from episode 2 to episode 67 or however many there are, greatest show of all time.
See,
I will
the thing,
say that till the day I die.
Think, though, if it had gone like 3 years longer and they had kind of ran out of
no, and
ideas.
I agree. Like, The Walking Dead was an amazing show, and then The Walking Dead has overstayed its welcome in this world, in my opinion. Like,
oh, definitely.
But, like, Game of Thrones, okay? Game of Thrones had the worst ending ever, but that's another show that I truly just did not want to end when it did. I'm okay. I knew it had to come to an end, and I wish they had done the ending better, but if they would have kept on making it, I'd have been okay with it.
The problem with TV shows is they most of the time don't end well. Like, I've only ever seen maybe one or two shows ever that I actually like the ending. Parks and Rec was one.
Parks and Rec,
dude,
have
yeah.
a good ending.
Yeah, I could agree with that, actually.
But, like, almost every other thing I've ever watched had a terrible ending.
Dude,
the
I like the
season.
Endings of a lot of shows.
Did you watch True Blood?
Uh-uh.
Terrible ending.
Yeah.
They just, like, run out of direction.
Lost had an awful ending, too. I don't know
yeah,
if you guys
that's
have dove into
that.
That
was Lost.
I've watched other shows with good ones. Like, I keep bringing up Breaking Bad because it's the greatest show of all time. I don't know, man. I watched so many
Didn't
good shows.
Didn't the guy die at the end of Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, spoiler.
Sorry to spoil that, but I mean,
spoiler for a show
for,
that ended 6 years ago. Yeah. Here you go.
So, I mean, I feel like
yeah,
a lot
15
of,
years now.
Like, I get that you like that ending, but I bet there was a lot of people that was like, really?
Dude, but, there's no other way it could end. He had terminal cancer. He was going to either die from the cancer or a gunshot wound.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, I keep using Breaking Bad as a reference because I didn't do the proper research on good TV endings, but I've watched a lot of TV shows that I've loved the ending to. I've also watched a lot that I hated. It's a lot easier to remember the ones you hate, like Game of Thrones and Lost. Like, just god-awful. But my only hesitation, again, with TV shows is, like, we were talking about Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, but then I thought about Marvel. Like, that
That's
whole...
That's what I meant to bring that one up.
Marvel yeah. Cinematic Universe. Like, that is a lot.
No Avengers.
No Endgame. No, yeah. I don't know, man. I still gotta go TV shows. Just for the longevity.
I don't know who I would be today without South Park. So,
I mean, yeah.
That's a tough one to live without.
Family Guy, too. Oh, I love Family Guy.
Family
yeah.
Guy.
Rick and
yeah.
Morty.
Dude, Rick and Morty.
Futurama.
I've never watched Futurama.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Futurama.
Yeah.
You guys remember, was it Robot Chicken?
Robot
yes.
Chicken. Oh, my
God.
I loved Robot Chicken.
I loved Oh, that was the best show.
Futurama is a show that has a really good ending. I will say that. The
yeah.
last episode, I didn't realize it was the last episode, and then Netflix or whatever I was watching on clicked on to like, okay, next, and it was a different show.
New show.
I was
yeah.
like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No, it's over. But it was a good ending. Though.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the cartoons growing up were like
yeah.
very pivotal.
Never watched SpongeBob.
Dude.
I wasn't big on SpongeBob. My little brother
there
was.
Some
I watched a lot of
yeah.
it.
Good but. Humor in SpongeBob. Well, guys, thank you all for...
There's one more thing, though.
Okay, just kidding. We're not leaving yet.
In my rush today, Rose, I accidentally wrecked into your car when I pulled in here.
Cool. I appreciate it. Not the reaction you were looking for.
And I don't have insurance.
I'm going to go out there and my airbags are going to be... Yeah.
You're assuming he's joking.
I am assuming he's joking. And if Caleb's... If you guys never hear from Caleb again, just know that it really happened. So, anyway, guys, thank you all for listening. This has been a lot of fun. Follow us on Spotify or give us a good review or wherever you're listening to it. Just be kind to us. And thank you all for listening.
See you guys.
Bye.